Many of us love to travel and prize unique experiences, yet we tend to overlook the riches right in our own backyard. If you're interested in learning more about the culture and history of Indigenous peoples in Canada, you can do so through two unique and authentic lenses, travel and food. Plan your next trip, whether with friends or family, around any one of these exciting destinations. Matahoke Farm, Nepean. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Leah Snyder, at leah.thelproject. Matahoke means, to share the land, in the Anishinaabe language, and Matahoke Farm lives by this philosophy. They are offering a new agritourism experience that brings Indigenous communities together. The goal is to share the traditional teachings and stories of the Indigenous people's deep connection to the land with others. To that end, they are running a series of seasonal events, in partnership with the National Capital Commission, that include farm-to-table culinary experiences and authentic cultural experiences, all from an Indigenous perspective. Visitors have the opportunity to learn about, and celebrate, Algonquin Anishinaabe culture, heritage and values, including Indigenous food sovereignty and traditional agricultural practices. At the same time, they can support Indigenous artists, makers, farmers and businesses. Throughout the year, you can expect a mix of live cultural performances, storytelling and creative workshops, as well as exciting seasonal festivals. Before you leave, be sure to stop into the marketplace to grab a few goodies to take home. Woodland Cultural Center, Brantford. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Woodland Cultural Center, at Woodland Cultural Center. The mission at the Woodland Cultural Center is to preserve and promote Indigenous history, art, language and culture, work they have been doing since 1972. Through innovative exhibitions and programs, they bring the story of the Haudenosaunee people of the Eastern Woodlands to life. It's a place to come to explore and learn about the rich histories and contemporary cultures of Indigenous people of the Great Lakes region. Open year-round, the center has an interactive museum and two art galleries. It is home to an Indigenous library and archives, as well as a language resource center. The Woodland Cultural Center also happens to be the historic site of the Mohawk Institute Indian Residential School, which has recently been extensively renovated. With 5 acres of grounds, lots of green space that is home to several outdoor exhibits, and an amazing array of educational resources, you can plan to visit any time of year or specifically for one of their upcoming events. Wikwamaykong Tourism. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Wikwamaykong Tourism, at Waiki Tour. On the eastern peninsula of Manitoulin Island, you'll find Wikwamaykong. It is home to the people of the Three Fires Confederacy, an alliance of the Ojibwe, Odawa and Potawatomi nations. The area has a lot to offer and the people at Wikwamaykong Tourism are eager to share an array of authentic Indigenous experiences. Enjoy the culture and traditions of the Anishinaabek people, Manitoulin Island's largest First Nation community and Canada's only officially recognized unceded Indigenous territory. These nature-based cultural tours offer experiential learning and will illuminate the rich culture and history of the people, the land and the waters. The wilderness here is vast and scenic, and the land offers lots of opportunity for exploration. Point Grandin has more than 18,000 acres of beautiful natural landscape, including old-growth pine forest, stunning river vistas and 6 interior lakes. Guides from Wikwamaykong Tourism will take you on a journey through time as you learn about the legends of their people. The tour operator can also create a customized itinerary for your group, anything from a 1 to a multi-day trip. They can help with lodging, meals and transportation, and are open year-round. Choose from a host of cultural and culinary experiences, group tours and partner tours. Several private and community-operated tourism services are available.